With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Two federal judges have ruled the Trump administration must tap into contingency funds to make payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, during the federal government shutdown. Roughly 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to help buy food. U.S. food companies are still staying prepared and are still bracing for a dip in November sales if federal food aid benefits do lapse due to the ongoing government shutdown. President Donald Trump said the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, but Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to the president for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Restaurant brands beat quarterly sales and profit estimates, helped by resilient traffic at its Burger King and Tim Hortons chains. Consumers are gravitating towards cheaper meals, as consumer spending on dining is likely to remain under pressure through early 2026. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.